From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Tuesday, April 4th. Coming up, we hear about a plan to extend high-impact tutoring in Illinois. That story from Susie Ahn in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. University of Illinois police say they're adding naloxone and bleeding control kits to public heart defibrillator boxes on campus in time for the fall 2023 semester. Illinois Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton has more.
Kits containing naloxone, often known by the brand name Narcan, consist of a nose spray that helps prevent someone experiencing an opioid overdose from dying. Just last week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved naloxone kits to be sold over-the-counter, making it the first opioid treatment drug without a prescription. Brian Brower, the Executive Director of Emergency Management at U of I, says increasing access to naloxone on campus could save lives.
By introducing this medication into the civilian world, we're adding one more opportunity where someone who's in a crisis because of opioids can receive this life-saving medication before the professional rescuers can get there.
Brower says there are approximately 80 heart defibrillators on campus that will include Narcan kits. All of those have been gifted to U of I by the Division of Public Health. I'm Alyssa Eaton, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Prosecutors in the ComEd bribery trial played several new revealing wiretaps yesterday. The defendants are accused of bribing ex-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Dave McKinney reports.
Here's one of those wiretaps. ComEd was getting a new CEO, and two of the power company's lobbyists, defendants Michael McLean and John Hooker, are trying to figure out if he'll be on board with what they've been doing, which is allegedly giving no-work ComEd contracts to allies of Madigan.
We had to hire these guys because Mike Madigan came to us. This is that simple.
That's how simple it is.
That's how simple it is. So if you want to make it a federal court suit, okay, but that's how simple it is.
In another call, McLean says the change in ComEd's top brass left no one at the company who understood, quote, when I come and say we have to circulate a resume, it's a nice way of saying we got to find this person a job. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
The state's top legal officer has joined a coalition of 22 attorneys general supporting a proposed change to federal blood donation guidelines. Cameron Cutinello has more.
Current policy bars many gay and bisexual men from donating blood up to 3 months after their last sexual encounter. But a new draft policy by the Food and Drug Administration uses a risk assessment instead. It recommends all potential donors be screened with a questionnaire to determine HIV risk factors, regardless of gender or sexual orientation. Then, blood banks would determine if the person was eligible to donate. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul signed a letter supporting the change. He says this move would help end the stigma of the LGBTQ+ community and increase the blood supply. I'm Cameron Cusidello.
Some Illinois lawmakers want to make personal finance a required semester-long course in high schools. Democratic State Representative Curtis Tarver's proposal says high schoolers will have to take a class covering things like managing credit, budgeting, and retirement planning, among other topics. Tarver says existing classes cover broad economic concepts, but not many help with the basics.
For a lot of students and individuals in general, they just don't know the value of money and the importance of getting off on the right foot. I don't see how certain other subjects could be more important than that, especially in this society.
The Illinois Treasurer's Office and some banking groups support the idea, but others, like the Illinois State Board of Education and Illinois Association of School Boards, are opposed. If passed, freshmen entering high school in 2027 would be the first students to take the new course. The measure now heads to the Senate. Still to come, a plan to extend high-impact tutoring in Illinois. That story from Susie Ahn is coming up next on 217 Today.
In the third season of the masterpiece Regency drama Sanditon, our heroine, Charlotte Haywood, returns to her resort town with a new fiancé in tow. But life gets a bit complicated when she meets up with an old flame. This hit drama is based on Jane Austen's last incomplete novel. The final season of Sanditon is full of more adventures, scandals, intrigue, and above all else, romance. You can stream every episode now as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. When students returned to school last year, it was clear the pandemic took a toll on learning. The state of Illinois invested in a number of strategies to help children recover. A major one was high-dosage tutoring. It became something of a buzzword, but research shows it can be highly effective. The state now plans to extend the program into next year. Susie Ahn reports.
Class just let out at Mohawk School in South Suburban Park Forest, and Principal Lori Colbert walks the halls. The kids are all smiles, but Colbert remembers when students first came back to the building after remote learning. She noticed both academic and social-emotional losses.
We knew that we had a lot of work cut out for us as far as closing those gaps, those academic gaps, and meeting the students where they were.
Before the pandemic, about 28% of the students in the school district were meeting standards in English. After the pandemic, that number was cut by more than half. Math performance suffered even more. This was common across the state. The Park Forest School District, which Mohawk Elementary is a part of, is one of 46 districts in the state that are participating in the Illinois Tutoring Initiative run by Illinois State University. The money comes from the Illinois State Board of Education, which has spent nearly $300 million of its federal COVID relief dollars so far on helping schools recover. Christy Borders runs the program. She says time is limited during the day to work with students who are behind. With high-impact tutoring, kids in a small group have the time to master a skill. After a year of tutoring, she's seeing signs of improvements, but it's hard to say how soon a program like this can fully catch kids up.
The hope is when you build those foundational skills, then they can start moving a little quicker. And frankly, some of our students are years behind when it comes to grade level.
Governor State University, along with a few other Illinois colleges, are training and supplying the tutors for the Illinois Tutoring Initiative. Jessica Macias is a psychology grad student who tutors at Mohawk. She collects a few third graders from the cafeteria after dismissal. They walk to an empty classroom, pull out worksheets and math toys, but they also take a few minutes to talk about pajama day before they dive into fractions.
So you made it for PJ day. I wish I would have known I would have worn my PJs.
And in my class, I felt like sleeping.
Oh, because you were in your PJs?
Many districts have prioritized tutoring in their recovery efforts, even if they're not part of the state's program. Research shows all tutoring can be beneficial, but high-impact tutoring is especially effective because of its frequency and the attention given to students in small groups. Macias tutors in math for an hour three times a week.
It is not homework help. It's more what the children are learning in the curriculum at the school.
The tutoring program focuses on districts where COVID had a disproportionate impact. 83% of the students in the Park Forest School District are considered low income. The state got nearly $8 billion in COVID relief funds for schools, and each district got a cut of that. By districts participating in the state's program, it allows them to preserve their own COVID relief dollars for other necessities. The tutoring initiative won't have full data until the summer, but Director Christy Borders says some of the early stats show a noticeable difference between the kids who are receiving tutoring and the kids who opted out of the voluntary program.
I always say, yes, we want the test scores to move, but more than that, we want kids to believe that they can learn and that they can be confident in the classroom because that's when real learning can occur.
The state is extending high-impact tutoring into next school year with its remaining federal COVID relief money. Border says the learning disruption during the pandemic was like water freezing in cracked pavement, deepening the divide. For more students to succeed, she thinks tutoring like this will be necessary even after COVID dollars dry up. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alyssa Eaton, Dave McKinney, Cameron Cutinello, Alex Degman, and Susie Ahn. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.